Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for Trials Change Lives. In this evidence pod, Peter Sandercoe from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland tells us how two randomised trials with 40,000 patients in more than 800 hospitals changed clinical practice for tens of millions of people with a stroke.
Aspirin, could it be an emergency treatment for stroke? This was something we wanted to find out in the early 1990s. At that stage, we knew from studies in patients who were having a heart attack that an aspirin tablet taken within the first few hours of the chest pain reduced your chances of dying over the next month or so by about a fifth. But it took a trial with over 16,000 people having a heart attack to really prove that beyond reasonable doubt. When we looked into the evidence, there didn't really seem to be any trials testing aspirin in patients who just had a stroke. So we set out to design a trial that might answer that question. What then happened was really very exciting because over 467 hospitals around the world from 37 different countries joined the effort and joined the International Stroke Trial to try and answer that question. And at the same time, led by Dr. Zhenmin Cheng from Oxford, 413 hospitals in China also set about trying to answer that question. The two trials were called IST-1 and the Chinese Acute Stroke Trial. By their end, over 40,000 people who started having symptoms of a stroke within the previous 48 hours had agreed to join these studies. And what they showed, beyond reasonable doubt, was if you just started having the symptoms of a stroke, being given aspirin immediately reduces your chances of dying and improves your chances of making a good recovery. The numbers are about, for every 1,000 patients that you treat, 12 will avoid being dead or needing help from other people in their daily activities. And an extra 10 will make a complete recovery as a result of that treatment. So because the evidence from these two studies was so powerful, it's really changed stroke treatment worldwide. Aspirin, within the first 48 hours of the start of symptoms of a stroke, is now standard treatment. Every health service tries to make sure that people with an acute stroke get this treatment within 48 hours. And in many parts of the world, that's now being achieved. Aspirin's a low-cost treatment, and it's affordable, even in low- and middle-income countries. So this really is a global treatment that can be offered to the great majority of the 16 million people each year who suffer a stroke worldwide. So the humble aspirin is an emergency treatment for stroke, but it was randomized trials of a large scale that were required to prove that beyond reasonable doubt and change doctors' opinions and change clinical practice.